Back here, Brody Field, West James, along with Bill Osborne and Marty Rogers, Taylor Biddle. And Vikings leading 7-0. It is senior night here for the Blue Devils, and they're doing their band right now. Not the best half of football I've ever seen our Lions High Vikings play, even though we lead at 7-0 on a 6-yard touchdown run by Nick Bergman on our second possession of the night. Tift has fumbled the ball twice deep in their territory. Once at the 29, once at the 21, and we haven't come away with any points, Bill.
No, and you heard Coach McPherson as he was going into the locker room, and that was his point was we should have a lot more points on the board, and I think that's really the key is here that we're not taking advantage of the situation that Tift County's giving us. We went down and got our 7 points, and we worked for it. We earned all those. We have just not been able to take advantage of the gifts that they've been giving us. And you've got to take advantage. You cannot let a team like Tift County hang around. These are guys that they play very well, and they can strike very quickly. Now, we've seen their quarterback, Todrick Jackson, go out after a big hit, and Chris Miller's come in, and they don't seem to have missed a whole lot.
And, well, of course, when Jackson got injured earlier in the year, Chris Miller came in and played for him. And he played for him and did a real good job for him. So, but we've got to play better. We've got to get points in the second half. And, of course, Colquitt is leading Coffee, and we've got to win this game. And you win this game, you're in the playoffs. But we want to win this game and give our guys a lot some confidence going in, because there's going to be a 2-week break before the playoffs start. So you want to win this, and you want to win it decisively.
Yeah, we do.
I tell you what, go ahead, Bill. All righty, stepping over here at halftime. My halftime guest, surprise! I didn't find out till right before the ball game he was going to make his way up here. We call him the Dirty Island, the Dirty Bird, with number 17 down place for the Bulls. How about Mr. Kenny Durden?
Thank you.
How you doing, Kenny?
I'm good.
Well, tell me what the season's been like for you. I mean, I know you got injured, but what's it like down there?
Well, it's fun. I mean, it's a different world down there in Temple and college football. It's way different from high school football.
So, how's it different?
I mean, coaches, weight program, it's just a lot different.
Now, you say the coaches are different, more intense or more instructive?
More intense and more instructive. It's both.
And both. Now, you got injured earlier in the year. What happened?
Yeah, I was at right when we came back from camp, I had sprained my ankle.
And you were sitting there at that number two DB spot at that time, though, weren't you?
Yeah, I was number two.
Which means you've been playing some.
Yeah, I should be.
But you've been redshirted.
Yes.
Now, how's the grades and everything down there?
I mean, my grades good. It's cool. My grades good. I'm keeping them up.
So, do you think you made a good choice going down there to play for the Bulls?
Yes, sir, I did.
So, with being redshirted, do you still go to practices and everything with them, or?
Still go to practice. Still go to meeting. Still go to class. Nothing changed.
Now, what happens on game day when they're home?
Well, when they're home, we don't go. Only thing what we do, we don't go to the hotel with them and spend the night. Then we catch a bus to the stadium. And then we just have our jerseys on the sideline and stuff.
So you got the away games, of course, you don't travel with them.
No, I don't travel for the away games.
But next year is going to be a whole different story.
It'll be a whole different world.
Now, what's been your most enjoyable experience so far down there?
We have a lot of freedom. I mean, we on our own, so I mean, guess you gotta take care of what you gotta do.
I tell you what, it's always good to see you come back and see that smiling face. Miss seeing you out there on that field, but no, you're doing good. Look forward to seeing you play down there for the Bulls next year and starting at cornerback for us.
Should be.
All righty, we're going to take another break and to take a 4-minute break when we come back. Bill Osborne has second half stats, the first half stats for us. We'll be back after this 4-minute break. You're listening to Lions High Football on here on the Barry Broom All-State Halftime Report as our Vikings lead it 7-0. Make that a 3-minute break, LaJuan. Make that a 3-minute break. I said 4.
Okay, we'll take 4.
Take 4 then. We'll be back after this.
Welcome back to Brody Field here at Tift County High School, and this is the Barry Broom All-State Insurance Halftime Report. Remember, you're in good hands with All-State. I want to thank everybody for the compiling the stats for the first half. And they look like this after the Vikings lead 7-0 to get out of the first half. First downs, Tifton with 7. They had 12 rushes for a negative 4 yards. They're 10 of 18 in the air for 110 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. They've run 30 total plays for 106 yards of total offense. They fumbled 3 times, losing it twice. They've been penalized only 1 time for 10 yards, and they've punted 3 times for an average of 46.7 yards. Their leading rusher is number 3. That's Chris Miller. He's got 2 carries for 12 yards, and their leading receiver, number 21, Drew Davis, has 5 catches for 42 yards. For the Vikings, they have 19 carries for 80 yards on the ground. They're 3 of 8 in the air for 57 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. We've run 27 total plays for 137 yards. We fumbled once. We didn't lose it. We've been penalized 4 times for 30 yards. We punted twice for an average of 35. And our leading rusher is Mike Moore so far, 9 carries for 52 yards. And our leading receiver is Nick Bergman with 2 catches for 53 yards. And that's your first half stats. Fairly even, and it would be, you'd say so, by a 7-0 ball game.
Yeah, it is, Bill. It was fairly even. You know, we came out and kind of had the hot hand early on and pretty much dominated the first quarter. And then they got it together. They made some adjustments on defense, and, you know, the holes have not been there for Mike Moore like they were early and Lance Gerald, and they slowed us down. And then on the flip side, their offense, they haven't made really any big plays, but they've made just enough plays to move the ball down the field some and keep it away from us. They did have the one fairly big play there where the little bubble screen that he broke it loose and Nick Bergman saved a touchdown there, and that's why this game is still 7-0 and we're in the lead.
Yeah, and this is a ball game we talked about, Wes and I did originally. This is a situation we're not taking advantage of the opportunities that they've given us.
They have. They fumbled twice and both times in their territory.
Oh yeah.
And we really should have been able to capitalize on that. And as Randy, Coach McPherson said going into halftime, you know, we really should have more points on the board. And I hope that don't come back to bite us. But also something interesting to watch in the second half is going to be whether Todrick Jackson returns. Him going out is obviously a big hit, big loss for them. But number 3 for them stepped in, Chris Miller, who most people might remember from last year. He actually played some last year as a receiver, a little scat back type running back as a sophomore. He's just a junior this year, but he stepped in. He's a shorter guy. He doesn't quite have the arm strength Todrick has, but he's played well since he's come in.
Yeah, he really has. He's done extremely well. And actually, when Todrick went down early in the season, this team rallied around Chris, and they played very well, winning some ball games. This is a team we can't let hang around, though.
You're right, Bill. You can't. And I'm watching the quarterbacks now as they warm up out on the field for Tiffin. And Todrick is not out there. Chris is throwing the ball. Number 3, Chris Miller, again, looks to be like he would be the quarterback here in the second half. So, you know, not a lot of adjustments we have to make. They're both they're similar type of quarterbacks. They're shotgun, run it type of quarterback that likes to get out and create space and make your defenders either come up or stay on their man. So it's going to be interesting to see how that young man can play in the second half and whether their team, you know, can rally around him, as you mentioned, and what we can do to slow him down. But I think definitely the second half key for us is we've got to come back out like we did in the first quarter and open some holes and move the ball. You know, another thing to mention, I never really had a chance to say in the first half, but Jared Davis, our starting left tackle, really was struggling in that first half with his left knee. He left the game for a little while. While we were on defense, they took him to the locker room, put a brace on him, got him back out here. He did get back on the field. I've watched him actually during plays, and he's made some great blocks, but he is hurting a little bit on that left knee there. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see. Hopefully he can hold up and hopefully our line can get things going again.
What are your thoughts on the first half, Taylor?
Yeah, you mentioned it just a little earlier. We've got to take advantage of the turnovers. Bring back a little blast from the past earlier in the season. We've got to finish. We've got to finish when they turn the ball over on the, 15, 20, 30-yard line in their side of the field. We've got to finish with either a kick or a touchdown. A couple things to remember now. If memory serves me correct, their little number 21 is somebody we might have overlooked as an impact player. Last year, he absolutely dominated us.
He did.
In the second half, if memory serves me correct. He's a little short guy, that was able to find openings, catch the ball, and he was able to make people miss after the catch. And you're right, Marty. Todrick Jackson, I do see him over there taking a few throws. You know, if he comes back, it's going to be a different ball game than when they were without him. So we'll see. We got 55 seconds to make sure that we're focused and ready to go, because 7-0 lead, I don't think, is enough against this team who can prove that they can break a big play on us.
Yeah, and Taylor, you are right. Todrick is out there now throwing the ball a little bit with Chris, and they, you know, they do need him. He is such a talent. But I still think the key for us second half is going to be we've got to just move the ball. When we got the ball, we've got to move it, and we've got to go downfield. We need some sustained drives, and we need to put some more points on the board. And so, you know, our offensive line has got to really come out and just, you know, establish themselves and take over this ball game. We really need them to right here.
They sure do. Clock continues to tick down here. I'm not sure if they're going to put the three-minute warm-up on here. We'll kind of keep an eye on that. If so, we'll stay right here.
Guys, got an update. Moultrie is leading 24-6 at halftime. And I just want to give a shout-out to all those that are listening out there in Wildcat Nation and Viking Nation and Colquitt County Nation. We appreciate you listening.
That's going to be that was close for a quarter.
Yeah, 3-3 at for about a quarter or so.
Yeah, they really did. And then Colquitt has just come out and dominated like we really thought that they would. That's a win here that tonight, and they just about sew that up for the region championship. Of course, they'll have a big game next week against Valdosta.
It doesn't sew it up. They've got to beat if they beat Coffey, the winner of the Colquitt County and Wildcat game is your region champ.
You're right. And of course, if you know, we going into the night, if Coffey had won, Coffey would have been the region champ.
That's exactly
but,
right.
But with Colquitt, obviously got a big lead, and as we expected, seems that they probably will win that ball game. That sets up a region championship match against Valdosta next week. And still a lot can happen. If Colquitt wins and scores the 33 points or more, you know, there's a lot can happen with the seedings. But, guys, it's still 7-0 at halftime, and none of that matters. We've got to win this ball game right here. This is the only thing that really matters right now. As long as we, you know, we talked with Coach Mack before the game, as long as we get in the playoffs, you know, I think anything can happen, and that's the main thing.
Then it's a new season. You start over. All right, guys, thank you for your input of the first half. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll be just about ready for kickoff of the second half. Vikings will receive the kick as they won the toss and deferred back in the beginning of the game. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to the Barry Broom All-State Insurance Halftime Report right here on 99.5 Kicks Country.
All righty, back at Brody Field, Wes James along with Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers, Taylor Biddle, and, 7-0, we lead it. We get the ball to start the second half, and as we always say, the two most important possessions of any ball game is your first possession of the third quarter, your opponent's first possession, and what you do with it. Colquitt has done, if they can, the score holds up over there, they're at halftime, 24-6. They've got the points that we needed them to score. Now if they'll get the win in the second half, boy, what a showdown it'll set up. I heard y'all talking about it at halftime, a showdown it'll set up next week, and the position that it could put us in. And a lot of ifs, Bill.
A lot of ifs and buts and everything else, but right now it is a matter of coming out of here with a W.
That's right, because it don't matter if you don't win.
And as we said, the Vikings will get the ball to start the second half. They won the toss to begin the game, deferred to the second half. But I tell you, they're a tricky little team. You wonder if they'll try an onside kick.
Well,
what do you got to lose?
Calvin Clark, their senior place kicker, he sets it down kind of on our side of the field.
So their kickoff specialist is not their field goal kicker. I just happened to notice that.
Yep.
That's number 44, Calvin Clark. Their field goal kicker is Jose Perez.
That's number 48.
Right.
We'll send Williams, Nick Bergman, and DeCarlos Martin back. Well, no.
Tyquan
Lane. And I don't think, well, from what they've seen, they're not sending.
They're not going very deep at all. As a matter of fact, Tyquan is standing at the 30.
Along with DeCarlos Martin. Deepest man standing at the 10. That's Williams on the far side of the field. They're stacked. They might see that onside kick, Bill. Nice hit And Taekwon picks it up at the 30. He's up to the 30. Well, he tried to get to the 35, went backwards, and Will took over first and 10 on our 32-yard line.
Yeah, the kick was a little funny. It hit the ground and made a big high hop. Wasn't intended to be any kind of onside kick, but it does make it a little more difficult for the receiver to catch, to get the ball and to try and get upfield.
Just underway here in the third quarter.
I saw Matt Frazier back on the field on that kickoff. That's good to see.
We got Mathis coming in on offense, guys.
And Lance Gerald in the shotgun. And we're going heavy right, which means that we've got, well, the tight Mathis lines up as
a
tight end.
Tight end.
Gerald takes a snap, drops back, looks downfield for Clemens. And no, the ball is intercepted. Or is it incomplete? Which is it? Waiting for a call from the officials.
They're going to say incomplete. The ball hit the ground. There's
nope. One official signaled incomplete. The other official said no, he made the catch.
Josh had gone up. It looked like he had it, but the defender was able to come down with it, fought for it up in the air. And it'll be first and 10 for the Blue Devils at the 38-yard line. Their own 38.
Yep.
Vikings turn it over on an interception. Nicely thrown ball by Lance Gerald. Josh just couldn't come down with it.
First and 10. Miller still in the ball game in replace of Todrick Jackson. We're in a four-man front. Miller takes the snap. Gives it to the set. Nope, keeps it on the quarterback keeper. Throws it out in the flash to number 27. Into our territory, Taekwon Lane. Brings him down at our 46-yard line. That's a 14-yard pass play out to number 27. That's Aquarius Wilson.
Chris Miller did a great job. He hid the ball. He faked the handoff, hid the ball on his hip, rolled out to his right, and he had a receiver just open up as we had no defender on him, and he makes a great throw and catch, and it's first down for the Blue Devils.
Ball on the far hash mark. Blue Devils going from right to left on your radio dial. Trips near side, single receiver far side. Miller in the shotgun, puts the man in motion. Play action right up the middle. He's got it. He's down to the 39-yard line. Give him a 6-yard carry.
Again, a little bit of a delay on the handoff. Faked it and then just went right up the middle.
Second and 4. 11 minutes to go here in the third. Just underway. Vikings lead it 7-0. Miller in the shotgun, standing at our 45. Again, a man in motion. Play action. Follows him. Gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. Nope. Gets hit just behind the line of scrimmage at the 40. So instead of second, they just back it up half a yard. So it'll be 3rd and 4. Short 5, a long 4.
That time, both the defensive ends, they were able to get in there and make that stop. That was Sam Washington along with number 8, Justin Evans.
They send trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Puts the running back Wilson to his right. Five-man front for the Vikings. Waiting on the snap. Miller takes it. Quickly downfield. And in and out of the hands of Eric Hart. He was bobbling it at the 35-yard line.
Ball hit Eric right in the hands. That'll bring up 4th down now. And looks like Tiff County's going to punt. As Todrick Jackson does come in to punt.
We send Taekwon Lang back.
Kicking unit comes in. Todrick Jackson, number 6, back to kick it away.
We're setting up the return.
And it's a wobbly kick. Hit. And
into the end zone.
Into the end zone, touchback.
So the Vikings will just kind of start over here at 1st and 10 from the 20. We got the ball to start the third quarter, threw the interception on the first play. Looks like Tiff County was going to come down the field. The defense stiffened. We're able to get them to punt it away, and now the Vikings will have their second possession here in the third quarter. It'll be 1st down and 10 from the 20. 10:03 left in the third quarter. Vikings still lead 7-0.
And here comes Lance Gerald. He's got Mike Moore with him and D. Daniels. He'll put Daniels as the up back. Moore as the wing back. Sends Clemens to the far side of the field. Williams and Edwards to the near side. He's in the shotgun. Four down linemen. Brings Moore in motion. Gives it to Moore around our side. Looks for a block. Can't get it from D. Daniels. And it'll be second and 10 from the 20.
Marty mentioned that, Jared Davis is struggling a little bit with the knee. They took him in, put a brace on. But the offensive line is a unit right now. Since that big first drive, they look to be a little fatigued.
Again, we send two near side, one far side. Gerald in the shotgun. They bring a corner up on the line. Gerald quickly. Bubble screen out to Bergman, looking for a block. Gets knocked down at the 25-yard line. It'll be third and five from there.
That'll stop the clock as he's pushed out of bounds.
No, they actually give him up to the 26, so it'll be second. It'll be third and four at the 26. 9:16 to go here in the third. Vikings leading 7-0. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from right, from left to right on your radio dial. Orr checks in as Edwards and Daniels come out. We send Clemens to the far side. Randall. Bergman near side. Tiff shifts the lineman to the left side. There they come. We throw out to Clemens, makes the catch. He's got the first down all the way out to the 35-yard line. The big lanky senior stretches the frame out, gets us an extra yard out to the 36, where it'll be first and 10 Vikings.
That little comeback screen, the ball thrown just out at the edge of his reach. It had been any other receiver, wouldn't have caught it.
Orr comes out. D. Daniels checks in. Winner goes to the playoffs. The loser plays basketball. Gerald in the shotgun. Twins left, twins right. They're showing blitz right up the middle. We bring a man in motion. Ball, oh, what happened? Illegal procedure.
Yeah, the ball never got snapped, it looked like.
We brought Mike Moore back in motion towards us, and does he look like he's walking with a little bit of a limp?
I don't think so. Ball start, Lambs County. We've had two false starts, and they've really been stemmed from the center. Of course, we're missing Anfernee Chandler, who has started at center all season long. He had an ankle injury late in the game against Coffey, and it's been Caleb Clark who's come in. He's done a great job, but the two penalties we've had on false starts have been out in the center.
First and 15, the ball back at the 30-yard line. Edwards and Bergman near side. Clemens to the far side. We slide Moore out in the slot. Four-man rush. Ball tipped. Oh, he tried to catch Bergman coming underneath, and the ball was tipped by, looks like, number big 76.
78. That's 78. Big Shaq Bryant. We talked about him, one of their impact players.
He's second and 15, 8.5 minutes to go here in the third.
Bryant listed at 6'3", 230. He could be every bit of 6'3".
Gerald gets the play for Moore. Clemens man coverage on the far side. Then Shaquille Lewis. They're showing blitz off the corner. Rolls right. Throws out in the flats to Orr. Orr makes the catch. He's back almost to the original line of scrimmage.
There's a player for the Blue Devils down. That is Shaq Bryant.
Number 78. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll keep it here. Okay.
Yeah, we'll keep it right here. Brian, I don't know that he'll be down that long. He's trying to get himself up.
It'll be third and 11, the ball just outside the 35-yard line.
Vikings have had a couple good pass plays. The run game has been shut down after the first couple series there. As Bryant gets up and he is going off to the sidelines on his own, a little bit of help from the trainer.
If you miss the first half stats, as Bill told all of us, they rushed the ball for a minus 4 yards in the first half.
Got an update out of Fitzgerald and Brooks County game. 39-0. Fitzgerald over Brooks.
Wow. Well, Bryant goes off the field, and the Vikings will come back, as you said. Third down and 11 now for the Vikings from the Blue Devil 34-yard line.
Caleb Clark up over the ball. Gerald will be in the shotgun with Orr, Moore, Bergman and Clemens, receivers on their side. Michael Anderson, receiver, far side. five-man front, two linebackers. Walker corner up now. Gerald rolls right. Looks, throws downfield for Bergman for the first down. Boy, did he just tiptoe it at the 48, 47-yard line, and man, was that not pretty.
Yeah, Bergman just turned around after about an 11-yard turnout, and he just stopped right there on the sideline. Great throw by Lance Gerald, great catch by Nick Bergman, and it's a first down for the Vikings.
And that'll move us out to our own 47-yard line with 8:04 to go here in the third quarter. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Bergman comes near side. Put Edmonds in the slot. Tied into our side. Takes a snap. Moore right up the middle looking for a hole. Gets tackled from behind by the linebacker as he squirted through past those defensive linemen, and the linebacker on the outside had to turn and make the tackle, but not before he picked up. Give him six. Yep, six yards on the carry. Be second and four as we get into Blue Devil territory down at their 47-yard line.
One of the better runs since that first quarter.
7:40 to go here in the third. Ball almost in the center of the field. Almost a six-man front for the Blue Devils. Again to Moore, looking for a block. Cuts back inside, one man, two. By, look at the big senior get the first down, down to the Blue Devil territory, to the 39-yard line. Dropped his head, and he earned that one all on his own.
Yeah, Mike has become more and more powerful as the season has gone on. He really lit the place up the first two or three games of the season. Then he kind of slacked off a little bit. Nick Bergman seemed to be the guy that was getting all the carries. Mike Moore, this last couple, two, 3 weeks, has really been the guy to go to, and a very strong runner.
Clemens and Daniels check in. D. Daniels will be the up back. Clemens and Williams to the near side. We'll have Clemens in the slot, tied into our side. Tiff shifts that way. Gerald drops back, looks, throws to Clemens, off his fingertips, out of bounds, incomplete.
Yeah, the ball just thrown a little bit wide.
Stomps the clock with 6:53 to go here in the third. Vikings lead it 7-0.
Guys, something else that Mike Moore did after that last run, he came back to the huddle and he went and he congratulated everyone in the offensive lineman, tapped every one of them on the head and said, good job. That shows a lot of leadership there on Mike Moore's part.
Second and 10. Again, Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Ball just inside the 40. Gerald with Moore to his right. Gives it to Lance around the left side, looking for something. Cuts back against the grave. Still on his feet. They try to pull the ball out as it gets down to the 30. He's going to be about a yard short of the first down.
He's close. Yeah, half a yard. You saw Coach Redshaw go down there and mark it. He's saying about a half yard short. It'll bring up third down for the Vikings.
Guys, this drive so far, we've gone 50 yards, 10 plays, 4 runs, 6 passes.
6.5 minutes to go here in the third. D. Daniels comes in. Let's take it to the house right here, boys.
Shaq Bryant, who went out earlier with a minor injury, is back in at that left defensive end.
Six-man front for the Blue Devils. Moore right up the middle. He gets the first down as it gets down to the 29-yard line.
Needed about a half yard, got a yard and a half. That'll keep the drive alive.
As we hit the six-minute mark here in the third, set the chains, referee rolls the clock. Clemens brings the play in from the sidelines. He gives it to Lance Gerald. Ball on the far side of the field, on Tiff's side of the field. 5:50 to go as we break that six-minute mark. Bergman comes near side, puts Clemens in the slot on our side. Gerald barks out the signals, takes it, rolls this way, looks. Throws out to Bergman. Bergman looking for somebody by one man, two, three, still on his feet. Heads to the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Nick Bergman, and I see you, Lance Gerald.
30-yard pass play.
Crum will go out over the ball as Matt McEnstein sets up for the extra point. The swinging gate over to the left. Now they'll swing it back over as Eric Blanton will come over to hold.
Number 14,
And waiting on Jason Crum snap.
Long time.
There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up. And it's good. 5:32 to go. Vikings lead at 14-0. We'll be right back after this. Back at Brody Field, West James, Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers. And Taylor, what we got, buddy?
That last drive for the Vikings, 4 minutes and 28 seconds off the clock. They went 80 total yards, 12 plays. They only had 5 runs, 7 passes, 3 first downs, 30-yard touchdown pass from Lance Gerald and Nick Bergman. Vikings lead 14-0, 5 minutes and 32 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Daniels and Pledger back deep to kick. Hart, the freshman. Ball set up on the near hash mark, our side of the field. Nice high, high, high kick. Utley takes it at the 20 by one man, two, still on his feet. We have to pull him down.
Fumble,
ball's
fumble
on the ground. Ball's on the ground, and we fall on it. No, we're still on our feet. Or did they call him down?
Matt had to fall down. That was number 21 on the catch for Tift County. That was Drew Davis. And he fumbled as he was going down. The Vikings picked it up. Matt Frazier tried to run it back. I think he may have hurt that ankle on that run. His teammates are trying to help him off now, and that does appear to be that Matt has hurt that ankle, but it's the Vikings ball, first down and 10 from their own 40-yard line. We'll take a 30-second break for injury timeout. We'll be right back.
All righty, Vikings football at our 40-yard line after that. After they fumble the kickoff. Gerald drops back, looks, pump fake, there comes the rush, keeps the ball, tries to find a hole by one man, too, and he'll get positive yardage up to about the 42-yard line as they had great coverage down field, and is there a flag on the play?
No, no flag. And he does pick up a couple yards. Want to remind our listeners, be sure and stop by on Tuesday night at Austin's Cattle Company for the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show live at 6:45 or listen live on 99.5 Kicks Country, brought to you by Atlas Wellness, R&S Sports, and Midway Auto Emporium.
Second and 8, the ball on at our 42. 4:40 to go here in the third quarter. Gerald with the ball, gives it to Moore up the middle, spins, and he'll get a yard up to the 43 and no more. It'll be third and 7 from there. That ball just, the Blue Devil interior line just stiffened and didn't allow us to get anywhere at all. Clemens checks in. Here comes Bergman. And number 48, that is Michael Anderson. 4:15 to go. Clock stopped. Now, now we're complaining about the TIF ban. Our folks finally cheer.
You got to appreciate good band.
Two receivers near side, one far side. Mike Moore just to the left of Lance Gerald. Gerald will wait on the snap from Caleb Clark. The six-man front for the Blue Devils. They have four down linemen. They take the two linebackers and play them up like defensive ends. Those two linebackers, there come, throw out to Clemens underneath. Now he's got that screen by one man, too. Oh, if he'd have just had another step outside. He's got the first down, I believe.
He's very close. They may even measure depending on that spot. Nope. They say first down, Viking.
At their 49-yard line. And Bill, he was a step away from taking that one to the house. 4:02 to go here in the third. Vikings lead it 14-0.
Wes, I'll keep y'all updated, but they are cutting the tape off of Matt's ankle. They got him over on the table, and it is that right ankle that he hurt earlier. So we'll keep an eye on that and see what they do.
Thank you, Marty. We send two receivers far side, two near side. That's Clemens and Bergman. Gerald in the shotgun by itself. They're showing blitz up the middle. And Gerald keeps it, runs by the linebackers, and he'll have, 4 yards down to the 45-yard line.
I think we'll look back on this season, and we're going to say Lance Gerald is not a running quarterback. But that guy sticks his nose in places it ought not be. He is a tough nut right there. We've seen him play really tough on the baseball diamond as a shortstop. He just sticks his nose into places.
Tell you what, he'll take a linebacker and tap him on that tater when he goes through that line, too. second and six. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. Again, Bergman and Clemens to our side. Gerald brings Mike Moore back towards us. Takes a snap, keeps it right up the middle again. Off tackle. He's across the 40 to 35, all the way down to the 32-yard line. About a 10-yard run by Lance Gerald. And there again, he done tapped another linebacker on that tater and put number 20 down on the turf. That's Austin McCants.
I'm telling you, he's not a running quarterback, but my goodness, the runs he makes. That brings up a first down for the Vikings.
2:50 to go here in the third. Vikings lead at 14 to nothing in this winner-take-all ball game. First and 10 Vikings at the 32. Gerald, ball on the near hash mark, brings Moore in motion towards us. Again, he keeps it. Starts outside by one man, two. Gets to the corner. And they run him out of bounds. We wanted a flag.
In bounds. I'm okay with a hit. It's football, guys.
That's J.J. Jackson on the far side over there.
What we're complaining about, Lance just, what he did was they pushed him inbounds, out of bounds, and he rolled out over to the wall. Everybody's saying, oh, he might have, you know, been a late hit, but I believe that Lance was in the field of play.
He hit the wall, Bill, and got shook up there momentarily.
He's a tough guy. He's not coming out. T-Flow was headed over there to check on him, but he's fine.
First,
they may have been calling our trainers over there to check on the wall with Lance hitting it.
Yeah, instead of tapping old linebacker on his tater, he tapped that wall on his tater.
Lance is going to come out. They're going to call a timeout. I see you got Coach McPherson. They're saying it's an injury timeout. They don't have to take a timeout. The officials are, but he still can take a timeout. And they do. The Vikings will take a timeout. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Vikings lead 14 to nothing.
All right, back at Brody Field, 2:28 to go here in the third. Ball on the far hash mark. It'll be second and five. We go to the Crazy Ivan with Nick Bergman in the backfield.
Single setback. Nobody in the backfield but Bergman.
Five-man front. Now they're showing a linebacker coming to blitz. Bergman comes right side, cuts back inside. One man, two. Still on his feet. Has the first down as he gets across the 20 down to the 19-yard line.
Lance is putting the helmet back on, guys.
2:20 to go here in the third, and there comes Lance Gerald back in.
Nope.
We'll keep Bergman in that Crazy Ivan. After the Crazy Ivan with a direct snap to the back. Got Clemens lined up at tight end on our side. They slide two linebackers out on our side of the field. Bergman with the snap. Comes right behind that line. Cuts back against one man. They've got him by the shoelaces. Stand him up. Knock him down. But not until he gets down to the 17-yard line.
Nick was just one block away from breaking that thing open. Clock continues to run. 1:41 left here in the third quarter. Vikings lead 14 to nothing. It's second and nine now for the Vikings.
And Lance Gerald checks back in at quarterback. Thomasville is beating Cook 14-6. 6 seconds left in the third. I'm sorry, 14-14. They're all tied up as the third quarter is coming to an end. Gerald takes a snap. Ball's on the ground. Picks it up. Stays on his feet and gets positive yardage on a very busted play.
I don't know if anybody's reported that score is final over in Brooks County. 39 to nothing, Fitzgerald beats Brooks.
Got an update out of Coffee County, 31-6, Packers, third quarter.
Well, it said it'll be third and 10. The ball still at the 20-yard line. Mike Moore comes in, as does Michael Anderson.
Wholesale changes. As we're going to have to get a snap off here.
Gerald in the shotgun. Two receivers near side, one far side. Showing blitz off the corner on the tip side of the field. Now they drop back. Throw it out to Bergman. Bergman looking for a hole underneath. Nothing there, and he'll lose yardage. Back to the 22-yard line, 23, and it'll be third and 13 from there. And do we see McEnstein with a field goal attempt?
It would be around a 40-yard attempt. we're not going to have to make that decision as the clock's going to run out here in the third quarter. 5-4-3-2, and that's the end of the third quarter. Vikings lead 14-0. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Matt McEnstein will attempt a 40-yard field goal. Ball almost in the middle of the field as we start the fourth quarter. It is 4th and 14. Waiting on the snap. Blanton looks back, says something to Mack. Looks. Takes the ball down. Oh, kick is a line drive kick. No good. And the Blue Devils will take over 1st and 10 on their 20-yard line.
Matt's trying to kick those long field goals, and he's just not getting underneath it. He's trying to kick for distance. And for a guy who is normally that short kicker, like I said, inside 30, 35, he's deadly.
Bill, interesting little stat here. Tift had the ball one time in the third quarter.
Okay.
Blue Devils would like to thank McDonald's and Wendell Morgan. Again, Wendell Morgan and McDonald's.
Miller stays in at quarterback, Wilson at tailback. Two receivers near side, two far side. We're in a five-man front. Miller under center. Takes a snap. Drops back three steps. Throws the ball up in the air. Caught by Nick Utley for about a one-yard gain.
Sam Washington got his hand up. Almost got a finger on it.
Be 2nd and 9 at the 29, at the 21-yard line.
Drew Davis, that we talked about him at halftime. This is a kid that just is getting out in the open space, and they're hitting him 5'7", 160 pounds, not big at all.
Two far side, two near side. Wilson right behind Miller, who goes under center. Three-stop drop. Oh! And Stacy Wright, after putting Todrick Jackson out, says, hello, Mr. Chris Miller. Did I get a little loud there, Bill?
Yeah, you pegged the meters out. So when you listen to this on thevikingvoice.com later next week and you come to that spot, it's going to be kind of raspy. Third down for the Blue Devils.
And about 14, the ball all the way back at the 16-yard line. Miller now goes to the shotgun, trips to the far side, single receiver near side, three-step drop, looks. Throws way downfield, got a man open, hit. Oh, incomplete.
We got it. No, we picked it off.
Did we? No. Nope. One official said incomplete. Another official said yes.
Nick Hartley just got crushed. The ball was in the air. I thought that Josh Clemens came down with it, and the officials say no, he didn't. But Nick Utley's very slow getting up. That'll bring up 4th down.
And like I said, one official said, yeah, we did, and three officials come in and said, no, you didn't.
I thought he had it.
It'll be 4th and 14. And we've got Williams back deep about the 50-yard line. 10 men on the field for our Vikings. High, high snap. And Jackson's going to take off and run. And he will have the first down. Todrick Jackson, we opened it up, thought he just took his time. We didn't rush. And he's got the first down after the 31-yard line.
The Vikings fell asleep on that play. I mean, we had 10 men on the field instead of 11. We never rushed. We gave him such a wide-open lane. He could have walked and gotten that first down.
Well, you're absolutely right. And for those of you listening, if you saw the LSU game earlier where the Australian punter like scored there, that's about what they did.
Miller back in at quarterback. Two receivers near side, one far side. 1st and 10 at the 31. He keeps it on the quarterback. Keeper over the left side. Got a hole. He's by one man, too. We have to bring him down from behind. And he's down at the 49-yard line. The ball comes out. Trey Jackson comes up with it. But they say he was down at our 49.
That'll be enough for a first down for the Blue Devils as they'll cross midfield into Viking territory at the 49-yard line.
10:23 to go in the ball game. Vikings leading 14-0. Miller in the shotgun. Five-man front for the Vikings. Drops back, looks, throws out. And catch made at the 45-yard line. It'll be a four-yard catch, four-yard pass play. Second and six from our 45.
3 yards. Second down, Tiff County.
Tiff just taking his time. They bring a receiver wide side out here. Again, two receivers far side. Miller in the shotgun, standing at the 50. Fakes it to the tailback, keeps it over the left side. We hit him as he gets across the line of scrimmage, and he'll get 2-3 yards down to about the 40. Let's see what I'm going to mark him down at.
About the 43.
Yep, it'll be third and four from there. We're at the 9-10 mark here in the ball game. Vikings leading 14-0. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side, tight end to the on the tip side of the field. Miller with Wilson to his right. And he keeps it this time. He gets back to the line of scrimmage and no more as he's wrapped up by Stacy Wright and James Mathis.
That may put him in a punting position, but we don't know.
They're down our 42. It's fourth and about three. And they're going to go for it. Our crowd, and boy, what a crowd came up here from Lowndes County to Tipton on their feet. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Miller drops back, looks quick. Oh, he gets hit just as he throws the ball. And James Mathis planted him at the 50. Pass falls down in the dirt. It's our football.
James Mathis came up with a great play. Even Coach McPherson has to come out and chest bump that one. Vikings take over first down and 10. D'Angelo Edmonds is hurt as they do call timeout, as they call the trainers out.
And let's see. Yep, they're going to call a water break. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Maggot, Brody Field, Wes James, Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. Marty, what you got?
You got to give him some warning.
Hey, guys, I was going to tell you, Matt does have his shoes off. He's got ice on his ankle. He won't be coming back in the game. But I did talk to him. He said he was okay. He just said he's just sprained it a little bit.
All righty, first and 10, our Vikings at our own 42-yard line. Gerald brings Mike Moore, D. Daniels, and we go back to the wing tee. We go to the wing tee. Hello, Terry Redding, your favorite formation. Gerald looks on the sidelines. Gets the play.
They've gone to the flip chart again.
They're in a five-man front. Under center. Takes a snap. Gives it to Moore off the right side behind one man, too. He gets up to about the 42-yard line. And gets the line of scrimmage. And I say he got to the 42. He got to the 41. It'll be second and 9. And they say, nope, still second, it'll be second and 10.
We've gone into the huddle, but they're still looking to the sideline for the flip chart to get the play in. Now there's a timeout by the officials.
And it's Caleb Clark.
Yeah, they've got Caleb. They've got to take Caleb out. Caleb has come in at center as Piplo has come in now to give him a little bit of an arm to bring him out. D'Angelo Edmonds will have to go in. There'll be a shift here on the offensive line.
Guys, that's Caleb's shoulder that he's been bothering now for the last few weeks. They think it keeps coming out, but they're working on him, but he looks like he might be okay, but that left shoulder is bothering him.
And Amon Brown, the freshman, just checks in for the ball game we saw play last week.
Trevor Scarborough at center.
They stack the line. And we give it to the freshman right up the middle, and he gets out to about the 46-yard line.
I tell you, the coaches told him last week, pick your feet up, pick your feet up. That's a freshman mistake. He's coming through the line, and he's shuffling his feet. He's got to get those feet up. He has got a lot of power.
He would have scored about three touchdowns last week if he'd have picked his feet up.
Tift has called timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. 7.5 minutes to go here at Brody Field and Tifton, Georgia, in this winner-take-all ball game between our Vikings and the Tift Blue Devils. Winner goes to the playoffs. Loser goes home. And right now, Vikings are leading 14-0. Here, 7.5 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Caleb Clark is back in at the center position.
And with that, we go back to the shotgun. Mike Moore, it is third and about seven. We've got to get down to about the 48-yard line. Gerald rolls right, looks, throws back. He's got Clemens wide open for the first down. Clemens stiffs arm a man. He runs him out of bounds down at the 36-yard line.
Clemens had just kind of stayed underneath and made a great catch. He, as you said, he was wide open all alone.
From our 44 all the way down to the 36.
And they run in the play. They run in the play in again.
19.
19-yard pass play. 7:18 to go here in the ball game. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. They're showing blitz up the middle. They give it to Moore. He runs into one man, two. Oh, and that blitzing linebacker had enough time because the play was so slow developing. Had enough time to catch Mike Moore from behind for only a one-yard gain.
Yeah, Ladarius Stewart for Tift County makes the tackle as Mike Moore was trying to find his way through the middle there. And we got another Tift County timeout. Let's take a 30-second break. Vikings lead 14. We're back.
Right. Well, wait. I was listening to scores. It's 5-2 St. Louis over the Rangers in the middle of the fourth inning.
Six.
In the sixth. And you got a score from Coffey?
38-6, Moultrie.
It will be second and eight. The ball at our at the Tift 34-yard line. Gerald in the shotgun. Ball on the near hash mark. We're going from right to left on the radio dial. Two receivers far side. Mike Moore, single receiver, near side. They're in a five-man front. Moore in motion toward Tift. Gerald keeps it right up the middle by one man, two, still on his feet. Cuts back one. Still, he won't go down until he gets the first down, down at the 22-yard line.
Pat.
Lance Gerald just continues to amaze me with this game today and how he's run the ball.
And he'll just touch you on the tater. Golly. Down at the 23. First and 10 from the 23. And he ain't big enough to be tapping somebody on their tater, Bill.
I'm telling you.
6:42 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 14-0. Because we're down first and 10 on Tift's 23-yard line. Lance Gerald with Mike Moore to his left. Tied into our side. Drops back again, looks, fires over to Nick Bergman. A little 3-4 yard pass play inside the 20.
Raekwon Randall saw that ball whiz by his head. He thought it might have been for him, but the receiver was back behind him, made the catch.
Second, well, give him a 5 yard, second and five.
Clock continues to run.
We're headed toward the 6 minute mark here in the fourth quarter. D. Daniels checks in, and we'll be under 6 minutes when this ball is snapped because it's and is down at the 18-yard line.
Second down Vikings from the Tift County 18.
Caleb Clark up over the ball. Two receivers far side. That's Bergman. Put Clemens on the slot on the inside. Gerald brings Mike Moore in motion. And he keeps it again right up the middle. And he steps in between those tackles and then goes one way. And he won't get much yardage there.
He might get a yard that time.
It'll be third and about five. Oh, Edwards, Kevin Edwards brings the play in. We shuffle players in and out.
He took a tight end out that time in Eric Torrey.
Then Edwards and Bergman to the far side. Clemens single coverage on the near side. Gerald with Moore to his left. And what do we got?
We had taken a lot
of time. Out, Vikings. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at Brody Field, 5:02 to go in the ball game. Vikings leading 14-0. It'll be third and five. The ball down around the 17.5-yard line. Want to remind everybody of the Lounge High Coaches Show Tuesday night at Austin's Cattle Company. 6:45 airtime. Coach and I will sit down at 7 o'clock to talk about this ball game. and the way things are going, another ball game in 2 weeks. Two receivers near side, two far side. Gerald in the shotgun. Four-man front for the Blue Devils. Showing blitz off the corner on our side. No, they don't. Drops back, looks, heads to the end zone. Throws it up for Clemens. Touchdown, Josh Clemens. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Josh Clemens, and I see you, Lance Gerald. So an 18-yard pass. 18-yard pass.
And Jason Crum in over the ball. Here comes that swinging gate. Eric Blanton slides back over. Waiting on McInstein's kick. Ball's down. Kicks up and it's good. 4:55 to go in the ball game. Vikings lead it 21-0. We'll be right back after the 60-second break. And we'll get the drive right after this. They have changed it up a little bit. They brought Drew Davis up. They brought Gerald Pledger up because we've been kicking the ball short. See if they can get a return. Gerald is 10 for 12 for 107 yards and two touchdowns in the second half, 34 yards rushing on the ground. Waiting on Nick Hart's kick. High, high kick. Pledger takes it at the 20. He's going far side, 20 to 25, 30, 35, 40, and we run him down as he gets out to the 42, 43-yard line. Taylor, what we got?
The last drive for the Vikings, 3 minutes and 15 seconds off the clock. They went 59 total yards. They're in 8 plays, 5 of them were runs, 3 passes, 2 first downs, 18-yard touchdown pass, Lance Gerald to Josh Clemens. Tiff County will take over first and 10 from their 43-yard line, 4 minutes and 48 seconds to go. Your Vikings lead 21-0.
Want to remind everybody, this Tuesday night, live from Austin's Cattle Company, it's the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show at 6:45, live at Austin's Cattle Company on 99.5 Kicks Country, thanks to Traditions Flooring, the UPS Store, and Zacadoo's on Bay Tree.
Chris Miller goes under center. Two receivers near side, two far side. Oh, it changes the play at the line of scrimmage, barking out new signals. We're in a five-man front. And what do we got? Delay a game.
Yep.
Back them up five. 4:48 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 21-0. I want to remind everybody who's listening, Vikings go ahead and win this ball game. There will be no touchdown club meeting this Monday night. No touchdown club this meeting Monday night, but there will be the next Monday night.
Right, that's because we have a week off next week.
All right, Miller. With those twins on either side. Throws out in the flats. Oh, ball.
No catch.
No catch. Ball was thrown forward to number 8. That's Nigel Reese. Incomplete. Will be second and 15.
Sam Washington out at the defensive end position. Of course, as Marty reported, Matt Frazier out for the rest of this game.
Miller under center. Again, changes the play at the line of scrimmage.
Also at defensive end, number 91, Ellis Griffin for the Vikings.
Waiting on the snap. Three-step drop. Looks, throws downfield. And almost intercepted by number 23. That is DeCarlos Martin.
Yeah, DeCarlos almost, he got a hand on it. Nick Utley trying to run underneath it. We have quieted Nick Utley for the most part tonight.
4:39 to go here. Bill, a number we have not called, and I really expected to see tonight, was number 22, Donnell Tuff. Haven't seen him at all tonight, and I really expected to see him. Two receivers near side, one far side. The trips to the far side, single receiver near side. Miller waiting on the snap. Drops straight back. Looking, throws down Phil. Up in the air. And incomplete.
He was trying to hit Gerald Pledger. That'll stop the clock again.
With 4:33 to go. And now fourth down and 15. And fellas, remember what happened last time we had a fourth and 15.
And it will be
Todrick Jackson in the punt. After Stacy Wright planted him in the ground, Bill, he just hadn't come back at quarterback.
He has not.
He's standing at his 20. Taquan Lane back at the 30. End over end kick. Lang lets it hit, bounce, and it'll take a Tiff County bounce inside the 10, inside the 20, inside the 15, down to about the 14-yard line.
The Vikings ball, first and 10, with 4:22 left in the ball game. We lead 21 to nothing. As Wes said, there won't be a touchdown club meeting this Monday night. Next Friday night, the Vikings have off as the final regular season game of the year will be played by some teams across the state, but the Vikings do not have a game, and we'll await and see what happens and figure out where we're going to be going in the playoffs.
Well, lots of things can happen, and we have to wait the next week just to find out.
We'll talk a little bit about that in the post game and give you, you know, a lot of things to chew on over the next 2 weeks.
Gerald in the shotgun. Two receivers far side. We're first and 10 on our own 13. Brings Williams in motion. Gives it to Williams around the left side looking for a hole. He's behind Mike Moore. And have we got a...
I'm afraid we're going to get...
Have a hold if it is.
Waiting on the officials to sort it out. And that is the call.
Holding on our Vikings.
Holding the ball against Lowndes County.
It looks like it'll be marked from about the 19. It will. They'll bring it back to the 9.
So it'll actually be first and
14. First and 14 now for the Vikings.
4:15 to go here in the ball game. Ball at our 9-yard line. Gerald goes under center. We're in the wing tee. Puts Williams in motion. Gives it to Daniels up the middle. He runs through one man, two, three, is across the 15, up to the 16-yard line.
Lee Daniels, number 20 on the carry.
And that'll be second and 8.
Gain of about 5-6 yards.
As he
second down,
gets us out to the 16. Again in the wing tee.
Second down, Vikings.
Tiff in a five-man front. Pull those linebackers really up tight. Gerald under center. Moore in motion. Motion.
Late pitting down in his stance.
And we're going to bring that one back.
Yeah, the tackle just was late getting down into a stance and was not there for a full second.
3:28 to go here in the ball game. 21-0, our Vikings lead.
So it'll be second down. Clock will start. 3:21, it continues to run.
Ball at the 11-yard line. We've got to get out about the 22. 23-yard line for a first down. Again, under center. Five-man front. Counterplay to Nick Bergman. And Bergman gets across the 20. He's going to be awfully close to the first down. And I tell you what, if he doesn't get it, it's going to give us a very doable third down try.
Yeah, it is definitely third and very manageable within a yard.
D. Daniels comes back in, third and a yard out at the 22-yard line. 2:38 to go here in the ball game. Four-man front. Linebacker up on the line of scrimmage on the far side. Now they walk him up on the near side. Bergman in motion. Give it to Daniels up the middle. He finds a hole. D. Daniels still on his feet as he crosses the 30 to 35, across the 50, the 40, the 30, the 20. They pull him down at the 18-yard line.
D. Daniels just kept running and running and running, and he just about made it to the end zone before he was tackled
by J.J. Jackson from our 22 all the way down to the 16-yard line.
63-yard run right there by D. Daniels.
Wow.
And we just heard that train go by. He was pulling them like a caboose as he went by, guys.
So a 63-yard run by D. Daniels just on a fullback dive.
Got a final out of Douglas, 38-14. Packers.
Lance Gerald, we're inside 2 minutes to go in the ball game. Looks over. Coach Ridgell says go. They jump in the neutral zone. And we give it to Mike Moore around the left side. And he's... Oh, was he down?
Saw the beanbag come out.
No, they say we fumbled the ball. Said we fumbled at the 18-yard line.
Tonight, D. Daniels has done two things. D's had the long run. We turned it over. Nick Bergman had a long pass. We couldn't capitalize on it. We have got to be able to capitalize when we have great offensive runs or passes like we've had tonight.
A minute 37 to go here in the ball game. Vikings lead it 21-0. And Chris Miller will bring the Blue Devils back out on the field. He goes under center with trips to the far side, single receiver near side. Takes a snap, drops back, looks, throws out. Catch made by Nick Utley for the first down.
No, he's short.
Nope, is he?
From the mark over here, he's short, but they're stopping the clock. There we go. They've wound it up.
Second and about two. Minute 13 to go. Miller. Again, pump fake. Oh! And he is run over by L.A. Rollins.
Yeah, he tried the pump fake. We bit on it down here on the outside. Fortunately, our defensive line able to get in there and make the sack.
And that will be third and about eight. I mean, third and about seven. As we're at 40 seconds to go here in the ball game. Miller in the shotgun. Drops back. Looking. There comes the rush. Little screen. Pele. And no good.
Oh,
our guy went for... Okay, Bill's upset and he's got a right to be. The ball was tipped. Our guy was going for it and dove over him, and now they're going to call a penalty.
I mean, I've seen some where you'll go in head first and it's a little questionable there. That was so far out of bounds, or so off base of saying that's a personal foul. Wow.
He was maybe only 2 or 3 seconds behind the pass being incomplete. I agree with you, Bill.
Yeah, I mean, it was, and he didn't hit him. He just, his body fell into him as he's trying to pull up.
Seconds to go here in the ball game. Miller under center, drops back again, looks, throws out in a flat catch made by Utley between two defenders. We hit him. He's got the first down at the 48-yard line of the Vikings.
Clock will start as soon as it sets there, and there it goes, 15, 14, 13. Tiff still doesn't have the play.
And they call timeout.
They'll use their last timeout. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back.
Back here, Brody Field, 7 seconds to go. Two plays at the very most. Vikings lead it 21-0. This will assure us a spot in the playoffs. And with Coffey losing, we both have identical. We'll talk all about that in the post game. Miller in the shotgun. Looks, and gets hit, gets away from one man, two, and gets run over by number 31, Bill. That's Brandon Roberts, and that's the ball game. Vikings win it 21-0 here at Brody Field.
Let's take a quick 2-minute break. When we come back, we'll have Marty down on the field with Coach McPherson. Vikings win 21-0. We'll be right back after this 2-minute break.
Back at Brody Field, Vikings win it 21-0. And let's look at our Vikings go to 7-3 on the year, 2-2 in the region. Tiff drops to 3-7 on the year, 0-4 in the region. Colquitt beat Coffey 38-14. Colquitt goes to 8-1 on the year, 3-0 in the region. And Coffey goes to 5-5, 2-2 in the region. And a game that everybody will be watching, listening to, following next Friday night, the region championship game between the Wildcats and the Packers.
Yeah, it all comes down to that game for the region champion, and it's going to be a good one, I think. Valdosta's got a pretty good defense. Colquitt's got a pretty good offense. Go ahead, Marty.
Guys, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I got Coach Mack down here. He just got a well-deserving hug from his wife. Coach, congratulations. Big win tonight.
Man, I'm proud of the kids, coach, assistant coaches. That's a big win for us, Marty. You know, we've last week we started to play hard. Tonight, it looked like the Lions defense of old, you know. We knew it was going to be a work in progress. Heck, I mean, we definitely took another step forward tonight.
You did, Coach, and you said at halftime that you really wanted to find a way to put more points on the board. You thought we should have had more in the first half. Offense came out, played great in the second half. We're able to move the ball. Talk to us a little bit about that, and, you know, those kids stepped up and played well.
Well, you know, our quarterback did a great job. You know, he's come a long way this year, and we knew it. You know, we knew first, second quarter that we were going to have to throw the ball. They were all on top of us, and he came out and made some plays. And you know, he's coming around just at the right time.
He did. And Coach, you mentioned the defensive hole. They played great tonight. Put a shutout on the board for the first time in a while. And you know, you got to be proud of your defense tonight.
I'm telling you, they. Like I said, it looked like the Lions defense of old.
Coach, good luck in 2 weeks.
All righty. Thank you, Marty Rogers. As we were saying, the region championship game is now set up next Friday night between Colquitt and Valdosta. And
Wes?
Yes. Go ahead.
Hey, hate to interrupt you, but I also got Josh Clemens down here.
Good.
And I just wanted to say, Josh, congratulations. You had a big night tonight. You had to enjoy that big win.
Yes, I did. We came out and got a shutout on defense for the first time this year. So we get ready for the playoffs.
Josh, I know that you and James Mathis looked like y'all were really excited tonight, had a big game. It's got to feel good when you get some pressure on the quarterback and keep them off the board, right?
Yes, sir. We call blitzes. Normally we don't run blitzes, but they have a real good quarterback and Todrick Jackson. So we had to get pressure on him, and we ended up knocking him out of the game, so that was good.
Josh, I also got to ask you, you had a big catch tonight, got in the end zone, got a touchdown. I saw you come off the field. You were very excited. How did that feel?
It felt good because I haven't really been getting open downfield all year. So they threw me the ball a lot tonight. And for me to do that, I think it boosts the offense up. We can throw the ball now and run.
Well, Josh, rest up this week. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Good job. Congratulations.
All righty. Thank you, Marty. Let's go ahead and take a 2-minute break and come back. Bill Osborne has the second half stats for you. We'll be right back after this. Vikings win it 21-0, and we are in the playoffs.
And welcome back to Brody Field at Tipp County High School. Bill Osborne, Wes James, Taylor Biddle, and Marty Rogers have brought you the final regular season game for the Lowndes High Vikings against the Tipp County Blue Devils. And for the first time in 2011, the Vikings get a shutout. 21-0, the Vikings are victorious, and they find themselves ready and prepared to go into the playoffs. Not sure where we are. We'll be probably minimum at three, and could be as high as second. The final stats tonight, brought to you by the Southeastern Federal Credit Union and compiled by Coach Dice and his staff here. And The final score, Vikings win 21-0. Tift County with 11 first downs. They had 21 carries for 30 yards on the ground. They were 15 of 29 in the air for 157 yards. No touchdowns, no interceptions. 50 total plays for 187 yards. They fumbled four times, losing three. They were penalized two times for 15 yards, punted five times for 46 yards at average. Their leading rusher, number three, that was Chris Miller. He had 10 carries for 31 yards. Their leading receiver, number 18, Nick Utley, six catches for 54 yards. For the Vikings, they had 17 first downs. We were 41 for 234 yards on the ground. We were 13 of 21 in the air for 162 yards, two touchdowns, one interception, total plays of 62 on the night for 396 total yards. We fumbled the ball three times, only losing it once. We were penalized eight times for 65 yards and punted twice for an average of 35 yards. Our leading rusher, number one, Mike Moore, with 17 carries for 68 yards. And our leading receiver, number 21, Nick Bergman, seven catches for 100 yards. And that is your final stats as the Vikings are victorious 21-0.
Well, let's talk a little bit about playoff scenario, because there's some things we know that we have finished with the number three seed. And folks say, how do you know that? Well, Colquitt, of course, Colquitt beat Coffee tonight. They had to score at least 19 points on them. We hold the tiebreaker over Coffee because we both finished at 2-2. But Colquitt scored 38 points on them, so that gives us third place automatically. Now, next Friday night, Colquitt and Valdosta will play. Should Colquitt score 33 points, then we could actually finish number two in the region, but only if Colquitt could score 33 points on Valdosta.
That's going to be a tough order.
And I don't think it's going to happen.
No, I think it's going to happen. I just think it's a tough order.
It's tough because
Valdosta. I got to believe.
And, of course, that's the difference between playing at home in 2 weeks and making a road trip up to Atlanta. I want to remind everybody there will be no Touchdown Club meeting Monday night, as the Touchdown Club will meet again a week from Monday. They'll take that week off. We will be at Austin's Cattle Company Tuesday night at 6:45. Coach Mack and I will sit down at 7 o'clock, talk about this ball game and the possible scenarios coming up in the next couple of weeks. For the folks who have kept up with Mike Moore and knowing the fire that his family had, if you want to make a donation, you can make a donation to the Lowndes Athletic, the Lowndes Touchdown Club, and put for Mike Moore, and you can give it to any Lowndes Touchdown Club member, bring it by the board office, and it will go to Mike Moore's family, their house burnt. And so if you care to help out in that area.
I was going to say, come on to Austin's Tuesday night also. You can bring it then. And we'll try to, since there's no Touchdown Club meeting, we'll try to make sure we do have the film Tuesday night. They're at Austin's and on the big screen. So come on out to Austin's Cattle Company for the coaches show, and that ought to be a good time.
Yeah, it's great food out there, and it's a great time. A lot of the players come out, a lot of coaches, and it's just a great time to get to meet some of these kids away from the football field.
All righty. Marty, your final thoughts.
Well, guys, that was just a great night to be a Viking. I tell you, we was win or go home, and obviously we weren't ready to go home. So I'm proud of our kids. I'm proud of our seniors. They get to fight another day. But, good job to the offense. They came out and just kept fighting and kept fighting and made just enough plays. And then great job by the defense. I mean, just what a night. James Mathis, Josh Clemens and company just played an extremely good ball game and kept them at bay and, of course, put a lot of pressure on the quarterback. I'm just proud of our Vikings.
Taylor?
Yeah, it wasn't as consistent of a game as it was against Coffee High, but the Vikings found a way to get it done. Offensively, I got to give my hats off and or the game ball, so to speak, to Lance Gerald. What a great game he played, both running the ball and throwing the ball. All around great performance tonight by Lance Gerald. Offensive line looked good at times. They looked kind of shaky at times. Defensively, I think we played a great ball game, holding a really explosive quarterback. Even though he got hurt, when he was in the game, we held him pretty much to nothing. And the Vikings defensively, as Coach Mack said, return Viking defense.
Bill?
Well, I got to say, I was very pleased. Lance Gerald, yeah, absolutely game ball. He's my player of the week. Two touchdown passes, ran the ball very well. And, I mean, we talked about him not being a running quarterback, but he ran the ball and did a great job. Wes, I looked out onto the field, and I saw one of the players for Tift County, I imagine a senior, right at the 50-yard line on their big blue tee, had knelt down. and kind of patted the tee like he, maybe this was his last game. And I remember that feeling as well. I nailed on that big blue tee one time, and that's all there is left, and probably not going to play anywhere else, and it's a big part of your life. You'll go back and remember 20, 30, 40, 50 years. The stories will get better. The yards will get longer, and the touchdowns will be more. But it is a great time, and you are as excited as we are for the Vikings, the Blue Devils. Their season's over, and you can see it on their faces. And you forget what's on that other side sometimes.
You sure do, because as I tell folks, one of the things I look forward to, they say, "Why do you know? 2 weeks after surgery, you're back at the ball field. Why? Because Friday night lights, and I love high school football. I love my Vikings, and there's nothing like you can't be on that field ever again. You can't. The only way to be on that field is if I quit broadcasting and went back to officiating. But the only way
Marty can do it.
Marty can be down here on the field. But the only way to actually be out there on that field is to play, and, of course, that will never happen again.
Yep. Well, Wes, it's been a great night here at Tift County as the Vikings win 21-0. But it's time to say goodnight, Wes.
Well, it's almost time to say goodnight, Wes. Bill, this field here, I kind of got good luck on this field as far as calling things, don't I, buddy?
I think so.
What was one of my keys to the game? How well Chris Miller was going to play when our Vikings knocked Todrick Jackson out of
the
ball
game. You're exactly right.
You did call that one.
And Stacy Wright did.
All right, it's time to say goodnight, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been produced by LaJuan Hayes. It has been engineered by Justin Smothers. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lounge High Sports, for the playoff-bound Lounge High Vikings, for Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You have been listening to Lounge High Viking Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lounge County.